Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
Is that the hotel's robe, or did you bring a robe?
No, hotel robe. I don't bring a robe with me. All about that robe life, doggy.
Can't get into it.
Is it? It's so weird. Like, did you just like over the years, or at so many hotels? And I swear to God, I don't know if you ever had this moment. Like, I just walked into this hotel, and I was like, I've been here before.
What hotel?
I don't think I have, but I think.
What kind of hotel is it?
A Residence Inn.
I was going to say, a lot of them, just design-wise, like every A-Loft room is identical to every A-Loft room.
Yes, yes. And I've stayed in a bunch of those. But this one particular, it's like a little bit strange. It's like a kitchen and a thing. And like I'm like, I've been exactly here. I don't know where, but I've been exactly in this room before. It's like
when you find out
like,
that you've been in the hospital for 10 years. This is just in your head. You're playing it over and over.
It is like,
again.
Oh, it, is like it's, it feels Blatter. like a David Lynch type movie, almost like where I break out, sprint across a park, and then like you go in a door, and then you go in the door, and you're back in the same hotel room that you started at.
Yeah.
And you're like,
whatchamacallit? That was that great fucking flick from the early 90s, Jacob's Ladder, dude. That was awesome. That was that.
I never saw that.
Oh, he was great. It was Tim Robbins, is that the guy's name? The actor? But he was...
Yeah, I do remember this. I think we might have seen this together.
So the idea, I definitely watched it several times in my life, but it was... he was like a Vietnam vet, and he was just having a crazy life, and like all this weird shit started happening to him, like while he lived. I think it was in New York, maybe a New York story, and it was going nuts, but the spoiler alert, the twist on the movie is that like he never left Vietnam. Like that whole...
Whoa.
That whole life was like him just dying on the battlefield.
So funny. I was watching a Nate special with James the other day, and he does a joke about
where's the dick and ball stuff, Dad?
Yeah, it's like, this guy's kind of a pussy. No, he was doing a joke about what's the Shyamalan movie, the first one,
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense joke. And fucking James just never seen it. And I was like, oh man, it did kind of ruin the movie for James, because James would probably watch The Sixth Sense for the first time somewhat soon.
I'm sure we've said it here before. My stepfather and mother went to go see it. I watched my brother and sisters. And they came home that night. My stepfather goes, sucked. He was dead the whole time. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
You ruined the entire thing.
Like when that was the biggest movie in America, and the whole thing is that it's a twist.
They went to go see it like an early show, like first opening weekend, and I babysat. And they came home, and just my stepfather just told me what the ending was.
I remember, I think I was in like the eighth grade when I saw that movie. And I thought it was the most brilliant fucking thing I had ever seen in my life. I went back to it with another friend.
The whole Nate joke is like it's so obvious that he's dead. I mean, they shoot him in the first scene.
the Nate angle was that's how easily we all accepted that his wife just wasn't talking to him.
Yeah.
Which is a great angle. That he goes, that's a movie about marriage, is what it is.
I mean, We accepted him to the idea that this chick's a bitch and he survived getting shot in the house. Like, she's still angry at him that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pulled through. She's not even like alive.
It came out in 99. So, Dave, you must have been like the ninth or 10th grade, because you were a year younger than me, right?
I was not. No, I think I was in ninth grade. Or I think I was in eighth grade, 88, 89. Like, I think that
99.
98, 99.
No, impossible. I graduated the year 2000.
I graduated in 2002, so which would, I think, support what I said.
You're 2 years younger than me?
No, I was like two grades below you, but only 1 year. younger than you.
Yeah.
Or what? I don't know.
They
Something like
made
that.
Jacob's Ladder, like the actual, they called it Jacob's Ladder again, Suarez.
Yeah, they made it with the black guy.
Of course they did. And he has a trans mom.
And
Ugh.
now it's even worse because he was sent to Vietnam because they just like kill the poor, right?
He just lives in Harlem.
Geez. And he sees a bunch of spooky things, but it just makes sense to him. He doesn't freak out like Tim Robbins. Yeah,
He
man,
freaks out more.
Some shadowy figures out here. Shadowy motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, I didn't see Jacob's Ladder, but
It's funny. Like I did math, redid math the other day. I started comedy actually in 97. I thought I always said 99, but it
you
was
started
September.
in 97. So I was in like the seventh grade when you started comedy.
September of 97.
Man, and things
90.
just started going good so recently for you.
It's bonkers.
It's bonkers how long that stretch was.
It's bonkers how long it's taken, and it's bonkers also that it's not more than it is.
Yeah, I mean, 97. What was that? What grade was I in? I guess I was in the ninth grade in 97. I had already had I fingered a chick. When did I finger my first pussy?
It was the exact same time Jay got his first laugh. It was right
I
around the time that Jay
think
made him for.
the first girl I fingered was the first girl well, if you don't consider like weird stuff when I was like too young for shit like that, but I mean really like with a girl wanting me to finger her and like happening was 17, girl I lost my virginity to.
That was the first finger in a pussy.
No, but the other ones were like I told you a story earlier when I was like me and like a girl when we were like really young went into a closet and I was like touching her pussy and shit like
Oh
that.
yeah, and when your cousin molested you.
Well, hey man,
Also, the
your
yourself.
cousin,
Hey
your
man.
older cousin molested you.
I don't want to lay all that on her. I don't know if she was older.
I wish my older cousin molested me. God damn, I had a couple hotties in the fam.
Nice.
Yeah,
I
I
definitely
was.
through marriage part of the family, there is a full-on acceptance of like second cousins or something being a couple
Oh, really?
in like the Philly area too, weirdly.
That's for pretty fucking crazy.
They
The
met at a
first
wedding.
time I
They met
had
at
an
a wedding
opportunity.
apparently, and like they met at a wedding and then like
They were
found.
both sitting on the same side of the
For some reason they found
aisle.
out. They didn't find out then, they found out like later, but they were both the same wedding because it's such a weird thing. It's probably all lies, but it is still weird. I think you immediately break up when you find that out.
It depends. How good is a pussy?
Real good.
That's
I mean,
weird.
second cousins through marriage, like it's
No,
not
no, no, no,
blood.
no.
So what is
No, 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 no.
take me
They're
through this
second.
again? What
They're
is a
second.
second cousin through marriage?
Whatever. No. I was saying my relationship is through marriage to them. It's my dad's like step family.
But they're actual first cousins by blood.
Second.
How close is that? Because it's
Look that
kind of
up.
hard for
That's
me to
a
wrap.
good question. It's a good question. Look that up.
It's kind of hard
What
for me to
is,
wrap my head
yes, what
around
is a second cousin?
how retarded would the baby be? That's really what it comes down to.
I know. I don't think retarded. There was that thing. I forget. I don't know if it was a TV show or what, but there was like first cousins that were fucking like aggressively like pushing for that, like going in the parks and getting signatures and stuff that they should
Oh, you're thinking of Patty Duke.
make. No, I'm
They're
not.
cousins, and they're not gonna have to talk like. What if Patty Duke and her cousin may hooked up? They duked out.
I tell you something great,
Better show.
Lewis, because you and Christine are a little closer in age.
Here we are.
It's funny. It is funny that you have like interesting knowledge of some shows. Like I know so many shows like My Time that you may have missed. You know what I mean? That I watched every episode of Different Strokes. You may have never watched Different
No,
Strokes.
I watch a lot of different strokes, but go ahead.
But I was saying more like what shows that I never watched that Christine knows more about than I do are what were you just doing? Dick
Patty
Van Dyke
Duke,
Show and
Dick
Patty.
Van Dyke show.
And so like, and it goes, that's Nick at Night. And I wasn't a Nick at Night kid.
Yeah, I was in a
Am I
Kid
right
Night
about
kid.
that? It's like, Nick, this, you know,
Yep.
weird black and white shows that were just on.
Except then for some reason F Troop would come on. I'd be like, I don't want to watch this shit, and I'd turn it off. For some reason, F Troop never got me, dude. But Patty Duke, Yeah, the Dick Van Dyke Show, and but Mary Tyler Moore. Yeah, now, I didn't watch her show that much, but she was so hot on the Dick Van Dyke Show. She was a fucking smoke show.
Was she?
Young, pull up young Mary Tyler Moore from the
Smoke
Dick Van Dyke
Show. Is that right?
Smoke show. Oh my god! Yes, look at her. What a queen!
She's prettier for sure than I thought.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
Smoke show is an odd way to put it because you almost couldn't be a smoke show in these days.
I thought Lucy was a smoke show back in the day, to be honest.
But they would have her dance in capri pants just because men wanted to watch her dance on the show.
Yeah. I mean, that adds up for sure. No, I get it. I'm saying this was sexy back in the day. The pointed bra, so her titties are like pointed.
Swears, you also have a hilarious fat guy voice. I just realized that. He's like, oh, no, we're having a rest.
Everybody.
Well, it's full of sandwich right now.
They enjoy her dancing.
You got a lot of tabs open, man.
Yeah, a lot of cans of tab soda, fat fuck.
Hey, Swears, you got a lot of tabs open. Just because there's tabs everywhere. Are you just going to drink one of those tabs, maybe?
I'd be impressed just the fact if he had a surplus of tab colas.
Tab cola, dude.
It exists somewhere. Somewhere sells in a store RC colas and shit still.
Of course. There's certain where you go to like the Midwest and it'll be like at a diner or something and it's like, you want to, like, can I have a Coke? They're like RC. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Say that to me.
RC cola is not bad.
Better than Pepsi.
Terrible.
Better than Pepsi.
No.
Dude, Pepsi, there's certain airports where the entire airport is just Pepsi, and it makes me furious.
I love it. Star.
You don't really drink. Do you really drink soda like that, Lewis?
I drink Diet Coke, so yeah, like a fat. Like, I do it in secret. I don't do it on camera, but when no one's around, ooh, I love me a Diet Coke. Dude, whenever I'm on a date with a new chick, like, I won't order Diet Coke, but I want it so bad, I order like sparkling water. I'm like, I'll take a sparkling, but like in my mind, I was like, oh, dude, I could use a Diet Coke right now.
She's like, so yeah, a little bit about me. I never sleep with guys on the first date. I'll have a Diet Coke.
Doesn't matter,
dude. I just read a thing.
Diet Coke.
I don't know why I was going to lie. I just read a thing. I just saw a video on Instagram. Was reading.
I was just reading an encyclopedia.
But they were saying that, like, because, you know, the whole thing is that Diet Coke causes cancer. And look at find out if this is true. But they were like, you need
aspartame is what they said.
Aspartame, yeah. But the thing that I saw was that you would need to drink like 90 Diet Cokes a day for like 30 years in order for it to cause cancer.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Why are they freaking sad about fucking cancer?
Because they like to scare everybody with everything. Dave, tell them.
It's all RFK's in there now. This will all be cleaned up, boys.
Don't worry.
Get back to me in 2 weeks. We'll be fine.
Dude, I do love Christine sent me.
You're going to be the picture of health, America.
Christine sent me a thing yesterday. It was like Trump also right away just goes, getting rid of that stupid $9 going to the city thing.
Yeah, yeah, the congestion pricing.
Yeah, right away, he was like, get rid of that shit.
I don't know where he has the authority to do that, but I'm with him.
I'm with him.
He's the president, Dave. President.
Dude, there was this one piece, and I hate the congestion pricing thing. It's so, but like, there was this one piece where it was like this guy, and it's just totally like, if you don't know the city, it could kind of manipulate you, but there's this guy. So I guess it starts at 59th Street, right? And he's like, listen, I live on 60th Street, but I live like on a one-way street going down. So in order to go visit my daughter who lives up on 78th Street, I got to drive one block down and then come around. So now I'm getting charged, you know, whatever, every single time I go up to her. And then you're like, first of all, no one drives from 60th Street to 78th Street to go see their fucking kid. Like, that's just like insane.
I mean, I would.
Second off, you live on 60th Street on Central Park West. You're like, that's the most expensive block in New York City.
Look, I drive
into the
city. This
guy's worth $50 million.
I drive into the city 4 days a week. And I will tell you right now, since they started the congestion pricing, traffic is cut in half. I mean, I get from my house to the studio in like 45 minutes every day. I'd rather pay the extra $10 and not sit in traffic.
Yeah. No, the thing is, it sucks for essentially what you're doing is you're sacrificing the fucking struggling working class guy being like, we're going to force you. I'm struggling. No, you're not. You're doing great.
I'm working class, baby boy. I'm a man of
the people. You go to work in a robe. You're doing good.
I go to work for 2 hours a day and I say the N-word into a camera.
Just keep giving me money.
Seems unfair when you put it that way.
I'm sure that is nice for you, though.
No, really, it made driving into work every day like so much better. And now I'm actually pissed off that it's going back. And I understand. Yes, I guess I will give up my 15 minutes in traffic so that the fucking average mom doesn't have to fucking struggle. But oh,
yeah, that's all. Off. No, listen, I'm just saying.
Do you feel like it changed traffic, Lewis? Do you feel like it changed traffic a lot?
100% changed traffic.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know the whole point of it was that it was crazy congested. So now people are taking.
Yeah, but you never know. I think the counter argument to that is just like, it's not going to change anything because it make people pay money now.
No. It made people pay money, but a lot of people just take the subway down instead
no,
of
the thing
they park
is that
uptown.
It's a great, honestly, like, it's a great policy for someone making like six figures who likes to drive, who's like, oh, I don't mind paying the extra money. It's the thing is like for someone who makes 70 grand a year and has three kids, they're like, oh, I can't afford to drive now. I have to go fucking take the whatever subway or whatever. So
yeah, they got to park on 70th Street and get on a bike like a jerk off
and bike back to your car like a fucking jag.
Yeah, fucking loser. Dude, imagine parking your car and then having to get on a bike. That sucks. That sucks so much, dick. I would change careers. Before I did that, I would truly change careers. Oh, fuck. But yeah, no, it definitely changed traffic. And that's like traffic is one of my biggest things that like give me anxiety. Like I know for a fact I'm going to be in a bad mood if I have to sit in traffic. Oh,
there's a weird phenomenon. And like, I don't drive, but there's a weird like thing about even just like being in an Uber or something like that. If you're just moving, like I'd rather go on a 2 hour drive that was just moving on a highway than a half hour of gridlock, like stopping.
Oh, dude, you see me in an Uber?
Seconds.
I'll if we're in like deadlock traffic in Uber, I open the door and I get out like it's the Everybody Hurts video. Like, I'm a lunatic, dude.
Everybody cries. Don't
let yourself go, dude.
Sometimes.
Oh, I can't.
I'll tell you this. I'll say traffic, not on any kind of like a heavy crunch deadline, means almost nothing to me. I could do things in my car that I enjoy. I could listen to funny shit I want to hear, music,
jerk off,
and smoke cigarettes. You know what I mean? It's like literally, or make a phone calls I have to make or something, you know? So like I don't really mind traffic, but I mean, talk about anxiety. Yeah. You don't believe in this?
I'm with you.
I'm joking. I'm joking. The timing is just great. I know.
I'm out.
But whatchamacallit? One of my biggest anxiety things where I like lose cool and become childish is traffic when I'm trying to get somewhere in a time.
Yeah.
I'm like that's real big. But I mean, like, traffic in general, I don't give a shit, dude. I'm just happy to be in a car. Something I'm comfortable.
I would rather, if it wasn't me driving, I would rather do that. I don't like, it doesn't freak me out if I'm in an Uber, but you know, like, I won't like get really like crazy, but if I'm driving, dude, it's just a lot of like me yelling, a lot of cursing, a lot of N words. When you got those windows closed.
Yeah.
But would I be correct in guessing though, that these N words you're throwing out there
nothing to do with black people.
Inconsequential to black people, yeah.
If I stub my toe, I call my table the N-word.
Right.
You do have a real N-word table, though.
Well, you know, it's got a chocolate finish.
It's the shape of a panther.
Yeah. Suarez, we got it. Suarez, drink your tab.
Don't open another one though. A crazy amount of tabs. They're gonna go flat before you finish them. Are you preparing for a Coney Island challenge of some sort? We're aware of
To answer Lewis's question, you do have to drink 9 to 14 cans of soda a day if you weighed 150 pounds.
150 pounds, 9 to 14 cans of soda a day. But how many days until you get cans?
What about like a regular sized man?
Well, it just goes up from there. 132 pounds is like two cans less. It just goes up the more you weigh, obviously.
All right. So Demetrius Johnson has to watch his soda intake. But for regular people, how many are we allowed to have?
Well, 9 to 14. So you can have 20, I guess, if you weigh 250. So if you're 150, you
but how?
Do,
but you're not getting cancer after a day. How no, many? No, how long?
It says lifetime, so you have to go by like 80 years, I guess, is the average.
So in 80 years, it would take you 20 cans a day to get cancer. I mean, that's fucking crazy. The misinformation is bonkers out there. There was an Instagram that came up. There was it was some fucking bitch, dude. This chick was like, she's like a flight attendant, and she's like. Doing like she does a lot of like health shit. Like I don't follow her. She just happened to show up in my algorithm, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm in the cereal aisle." She pulls up Lucky Charms, which is the best of the cereals, in my opinion. I don't want to get into a whole debate here, but Lucky Charms is, if I'm gonna have one cereal, one sugary cereal, that's the one. I mean, I'll hammer a whole box by myself. I love it.
Lucky Charms. Still to this day, you'll have a box of Lucky Charms?
I mean, once every 2 or 3 years, I'll have a full box of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I don't attempt.
I did love Lucky Charms as a kid. It was a great cereal.
Actually, a pretty exciting thing, it's as you guys probably both know at this point, but like having kitchen room, I've thought about that. Like, I've thought about the things I haven't eaten because there's just not much room for them, like cereal. Like, cereal just been out of my life because I'm like, you can't have a few boxes of cereal in your house. It's like it's now part of the display of your home.
Yeah.
Like in an apartment.
It's everyone just it's rare.
Like there's no way to put away cereals.
I'm thinking like it's just so rare. Well, first of all, I don't give my son cereal. I give him oatmeal if I'm gonna give him something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I make him breakfast. I do try to make my son breakfast.
You're raising James like Drago. You always have monitors on him and stuff. Oh, you need oatmeal.
Well, even like when I would get him like the quick oatmeal, like the packet that has like all the sugar and the filler in it. His mom would like give me shit, and then James, he's a little fucking pussy, so he's like, yeah, mom says I shouldn't be eating this, so I start feeling guilty. So I don't even give him that anymore, much less sugary cereal. It literally just doesn't happen. It's like an actual treat for myself. Like it's so rare where I'm going like, oh, I'm gonna have carbs right now, and my carbs are gonna be wasted on cereal. Or like McDonald's, or like if I'm going to eat carbs, I'm going to get like a great burger with like really good fries. Or if I'm going to get like, I'm just going to like have a really good sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to like, I wouldn't just waste it with like Wonder Bread and have like a fucking tuna sandwich at home with some Wonder Bread. It's just, it's a waste.
How with bikini season coming up, Lewis?
But like this Instagram, this woman was like, she's like, I'm looking at this cereal and I forget what the chemical was, but it was like, some like chemical that's also like a cleaning solution.
Delicious.
She's like, why would you have this chemical in your cereal? And then she's like, you know, like, look, it's the same. And then she cuts to her at Home Depot and she's got a jug of like this cleaning solution. She's like, that's what this is. And then it's like,
so enjoy your Count Chocula.
But it's just like, no, like the FDA and the European fucking food, whatever, they approve it because like at microscopic levels it's completely safe for human consumption, and it like, you know, it's trisodium phosphate, thank you Suarez. He's eating it right, he's got a bowl of trisodium phosphate.
goes great with some tab soda.
Suarez, you can't win for losing, man. You throw up the information and then you take the shot back at you with it.
He's got it in a cup, he's drinking.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, Lewis. You got him again. Davey, what's your like cereal if you're gonna go like, give me your top three. What's the top three sugaries?
This is all going from when I was a kid. Actually, it's okay, nothing.
Let me also say this though. I'm not going to leave it to that. Doesn't have to be straight sugary cereals, but whatever cereal. No,
it can be a frosted mini wheat if you're a lesbian.
When I was a kid, and if I like the cereal I would have wanted would have always been like the sugary garbage cereals. probably my top three probably would have been Lucky Charms. I'm with Lewis on that. Lucky
Number
Charms
one
is
is Lucky
fucking
Charms.
great. Like, probably number one, Lucky Charms. I'd say, and this is a little boring and generic, but I really did Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops. I fucking loved them all as a kid. Just all
Frosted Flakes
great
is
cereals.
retarded. That's actually, I'm mad. I don't want to be your friend anymore. Frosted Flakes is
No, you're wrong.
just
No, they're great.
what? Frosted Flakes was,
Don't say
first
they're
of
great,
all,
you
they're
piece
not
of shit.
great. They're
Great.
Jay, that's because you have the same silhouette as Tony the
Jay's commercial is always just like him and some kid, and he joins a 2-on-2 soccer game, but they always lose terribly. They're always
They're
just
great.
pissed off. They're just having cereal later.
During COVID, I had a Tony the Tiger neckerchief on all the
You really were, dude. You kind of you have the same energy as Tony the
They're great. Those are your top three.
I mean, I could think about it. There were other ones that I really loved, but I don't know if
Look,
any of
it's
them would
fucking
knock one of
Big
those out.
J. Dude, this is you've gotten into Tony the Tiger shape, Jay.
Nice.
Does anybody here love black cock?
Have you ever fucked a black guy? It's okay with me. So that's tough. I'm trying my top
Like,
three.
I'm thinking of other ones. I loved Captain Crunch, but it's not knocking any of those three out of my top
Captain
three.
Crunch shreds up your mouth. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is
Still
an
loved
incredible
it.
one.
I did love a good Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I like, you know what I liked? I like the Fruity
It's all
Pebble.
sugar. It's all good.
Corn Pops,
I
all
like
that
the
shit.
Fruity Pebble.
Fruity Pebbles the best. I'm gonna give you my top three. Unless you have, do you have yours, Lewis? You think for sure? I know
No,
Lucky
good. You can
Charms.
do your top three.
Actually, I have a hitch in mind. There's one that's gonna, I think, throw you.
Right.
Cocoa Pebbles, I love.
Top three? Yeah. All right.
A chocolate cereal, just it never, I was never like, I want a chocolate cereal. Maybe some Cookie Crisps,
Cookie
but
Crisps was solid.
it's good, but it's a bowl of cookies. Cocoa
Man, we
Pebbles,
just ate garbage. We
I
just
like
ate garbage,
the way the
man.
milk hits pebbles is fantastic.
Dude, Fruity Pebbles were it, whatever it is, because it starts off as like crunchy and great, and then it turns into just a bowl of sugar mush. And you're like,
I'm like, can we put this in a bottle? Can I bring it to school with me in a bottle?
to the end of it, you're just Fruity Pebbles rules, dude. But it
Cocoa.
was like it's the mushiest of all the cereals.
I'd go Fruity Pebbles over Cocoa Pebbles, though, 10 out of
Not
10
this guy.
time.
Well, this is my list. Cocoa Pebbles. Now, another hitch. You do say Captain Crunch does shred your fucking upper like mouth up.
The roof.
However, peanut butter Captain Crunch, so good. My
Don't
favorite.
think I ever had it.
It's one of my
Yeah,
favorites.
I don't think I ever had it either.
I don't want peanut butter in my cereal. I don't want chocolate in my cereal.
I got
Really,
you.
almost ever.
I will say this though, when it was peanut butter Captain Crunch and Cocoa Pebbles, I don't know why it worked. I've never even attempted when they do ones like Oreo cereal and all that. I'm like, that sounds crazy to me. But yeah, for some reason, they make Reese's makes. Basically, like peanut butter Captain Crunch, but it's like Reese's brand, and that would seem weird to eat that. It's like
Well,
that's
it's
like
almost like you can get Kix, which is flavorless pellets, or you can get them in
this is
Reese's Puff form, or you can get them in Cocoa Puffs form.
peanut butter
But
Captain Crunch.
imagine some fucking cocksucker that had Kix, not Berry Kix, just
Oh,
straight
now
up
Berry
Kix.
Kix was actually pretty solid. Berry
Well, let me tell you
Kix
this.
was a decent cereal.
I'll tell you this, I'm leaving out certain cereals because if I'm being honest, what would make tops of my list, growing up with my grandmother, who was big with having fresh fruit in the house, I was okay with Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes or Total, even like Total Wheat brand cereal, as long as, and she would put like banana, cut up bananas in it and stuff, and a little Sweet and Low packet. I love those cereals. But the other, my third favorite cereal is a cereal, because it was a small box too. It would only come in. It was called Just Right, and
I remember just right.
that had the dehydrated. It had like raisins in it, like all kinds of nuts, but it had dates, and the dates were my favorite. They were so good. Ooh, I love
Like what date? September 17th, December 24th.
September 11th.
September 11th, October 7th, January 6th. A lot of good ones.
Oh man, we got to look up that that porn couple, Lewis, that was at the shows last night.
What porn couple?
Elle and Hunter
Oh
Stein.
no, Ellie. Yeah, no. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
they come to Skankfest every year.
I know. I didn't know they did full on porn.
Yeah, she's got an OnlyFans. They're gonna get a Skankfest sponsorship. She wants to sponsor a booth where people can come like sign her tits, and I guess she's gonna suck their dicks or the guy's gonna jerk
Okay,
off in the corner. I have no idea what their booth is gonna be,
all
but
right. Well, let's read the
yeah,
paperwork.
Ellie Stockholm. She rules. She's awesome. She's a big fan. She's been at Skankfest like every year.
Her and her, is her husband.
Get with the program, Jay.
Yeah, but I've never looked up their stuff, is my point.
Sure.
Maybe next
Sure.
time you go to Skankfest, instead of kicking out all the security guards, meet some people, Jay.
Yeah,
Bring
Jay.
up that just right again.
Dude, I enjoy some
What is
Honey
it?
Smacks. Back in the day, my mom would get Honey Smacks all the time.
Yeah, Honey
She
Smack.
would Honey Smack. She would get Smack Smack.
Honey Smacks was good back early.
My mom was addicted to any sort of smack.
Smacks. She injected
She's
smack.
like, honey, get my smack.
Yeah,
Dude, Just Right is
Smacks. I never
crazy.
really liked
Just Right seems like
Smacks.
it's punishment for like if you're a bad kid, they give
It's
to you in
insane. It's
school.
insane that this made your list, Jay.
I
This is
loved
insane that you had all the cereals in the world and you picked Kellogg's Just Right.
I loved
Apple
it.
Jacks. Nobody mentioned Apple Jacks.
Oh, you
I
know what? Apple
love
Jacks.
Apple
You know,
Jacks.
it's like I mentioned Fruit Loops, and Apple Jacks were like a cousin almost of Fruit Loops. Apple Jacks were excellent.
Yeah.
Alpha bits with mushrooms with marshmallows was just Lucky Charms. Yeah.
Mushroom cereal is hilarious.
Cookie
Yeah.
Crisp I like, but it seemed ridiculous.
I was never really allowed to have any of this shit. It was always like a fucking
I just
treat.
connected with the thieves that were the Cookie Crisp mascots. It's just a bunch of fucking Puerto Rican thieves, jailbirds.
Just fat guys eating fucking cookie cereal.
Do you remember the Cookie Crisp? Like the it was like a it was like the whatever it was like they were thieves, right? That was like
Yeah, it
all
was
that
like
was their
thieves, and then I think
mascot.
there was a dog, and then like someone who was trying to catch him or something like that. Yeah,
I
it was
remember Mr.
weird.
T cereal. Suarez, can you look up a list of like the craziest like cereal? Because I know there's things that come and go that are like batshit crazy. Like flavors, if you look at like you go to Japan, like Kit Kat, they have flavors like fish flavored and fucking like we got like buffalo wing flavored soda sent to us and shit. They have it. So there's like things that people try and
I
they
saw
actually go to
somebody do
market.
a viral video where they took cheese, they put it in Coke, and they microwave the Coke with the cheese melting, and it melts in the Coke, and they mix it around, and they drink that. Blah.
Jesus Christ.
No cheese, this Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Lewis,
we've named.
where it says on my screen that this meeting is being recorded, it looks like the light over your head looks like it's a like a word bubble. It's like you're thinking this meeting is being recorded to me.
Is
Do
it?
you see it that way, Dave?
No.
This light right here. I
Yeah.
kind of get what you're saying, though.
Finally.
It's gone. Fuck
Finally,
you,
it's
light.
gone. The bad thing is gone. Yeah, people, but that's something a guy made. I'm talking about these are like brands that try things like, like garlic and onion Kit Kats, like shit like that is like wild. It exists.
Can't find those weird ones. I found like the
Yeah.
weird list of cereals though.
The Japanese, this is why Godzilla attacked them. They're fucking retarded.
There you go.
Cosmic
Exactly.
brownie cereal, that actually seems incredible. That looks really good.
It does not look good, dude. It looks
That
like
looks
Cookie
weird.
Crisp. Oh.
How it actually looks, oh, that looks terrible.
Oh man. Well, there's the little dehydrated brownies you're wetting. Like astronaut food.
Yeah, I bet it tastes pretty good though. It's all the same shit. It's like
It is a
99% the same
chocolate.
ingredients as any other fucking cereal.
But it's these collabs.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Toaster Strudel. Ooh, icing included. You pouring icing over your
Wait,
cereal? Oh my God. These sound
that's
great.
That's
cereal?
not cereal.
That's
That's not
not
cereal.
cereal. Yeah, that's like a breakfast little thing. That's yeah, that's
Oh, I
weird.
see. Dunkin' Mocha Latte.
Oh, coffee cereal.
You know
Yeah.
what? You know what? I'm not even hating it, dude. I don't know why I've never even thought about that. Because you know what it is? All these sugar cereals are for kids, so kids don't drink coffee. But a nice adult coffee cereal, I don't mind it.
Yeah, so yeah, it's definitely
power meeting.
It's essentially going to be Cocoa Puffs, and you think the I bet the marshmallows are the coffee flavored thing.
No, I don't think so at all. I'm looking at it; they look like regular marshmallows, Jay, and those look like
coffee flavored marshmallows. Puffs. Those are tan marshmallows.
I don't see color.
Tan to me.
I bet we could find this out.
I mean, I bet you, you're just. No, I mean, the coffee is definitely the brown nuggets of shit.
I'd imagine. I'm with Lewis on this. That would be my guess.
Is oh, my God. What is happening coffee. In L.A. right now? The sirens have not stopped for 10 full minutes.
Buddy, I sit on stage last night. God's tried to take this place away. I go, when he couldn't scare the people away by threats of eventually it being underwater, he tries to kill them with fire every year. He's using every element in his power to show you not to live here.
I do like LA though.
Lewis, you're right. The marshmallows act as creamer.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Tricks oatmeal, that's retarded.
Oh, by the way, I will say that's another one I liked a lot. Liked Tricks.
I thought Tricks and Fruit Loops particularly, weirdly enough, I thought they were too sweet.
Dude, do you remember when they did the thing where they had all the kids vote if the Trix Bunny could have some tricks, and America voted no. Literally, the kids of America.
I don't remember that.
No, dude, look this up for a second. Look up the
contest. Oh, my God. Just this poor buddy who's just being tortured and all he wants is cereal.
Trix are for kids, you dumb faggot. Dude, they did... They did
the entire thing is just kids being mean to this sweet bunny rabbit.
Dude, and they did a vote on like the back of your cereal box. They had every kid in America vote. You could write in your vote. This is before there was the internet. And the kids of America voted no. He still couldn't have them.
We just liked it. We liked watching him not get his way. No, you stupid Jew rabbit. You can't have any of our tricks.
That's true. Look that up, Swartz. I want to remember if I'm remembering this correctly. That's what I remember happening. Because it was a whole campaign.
Times, apparently.
They had them vote several times. Did they ever give them to him?
Yes, they have.
The children voted on whether Trix Rabbit could eat Trix cereal. 68, 76, 80, 84, 91. 68, the children could vote. Give me the results, though.
Well, the votes decided
don't worry.
They could eat cereal. So they all said yes at the end. Even if they didn't actually vote for it, I'm sure General Mills rigged it so they did.
No, I remember when I was a kid, in whatever it was, like 91. It must have been the 91. Look up the 91 vote. I remember this. I remember this, dude. Look up the 91 vote. I remember them literally saying no, he couldn't have them.
I like that they just have a referendum on this every 25 years. But the bunny gets another shot.
I watched a video of a hippopotamus eating a bunny rabbit today in front of children. The children were like losing their minds.
And you just gotta get there and go, nature.
Yeah, dude. Nature's metal will really fucking, and they're fans, by the way. They're like comedy fans. Do they follow you, Jay? Nature's Metal?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, they're it's a great follow on Instagram. It's just literally just the most metal scene. Do you follow them?
I've seen some of this stuff before. You've showed me.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's so fucking, so hardcore, dude. Metal's so fucking, nature is so metal.
Really, it is wild, some of the shit. I mean, I definitely always curiously want to see it, but then I see it and I'm like, I don't need to see that.
But I'm completely desensitized. I can watch.
What a monkey ripping out the insides of a zebra looks like. I'm like, all right.
I watched a cougar eating a dog today.
Did you see the video? I mean, there's so much real shit. Did you see the thing in New York?
I'm not even kidding. There's been sirens nonstop for the entire podcast. Can you guys hear this?
Where in LA are you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're on fire, dude.
I'm at the I'm on fire. I'm at the end as next door to the Comedy Store, which used to be the Hyatt, which the comedian threw himself off the roof.
It's a bunch of series of comedians, the sirens, because they keep jumping off the roofs constantly.
Dude, the lesbian door person at the Comedy store.
Yeah.
I mean, she wants me to fight her.
Really?
I go in and she's
and you're
like,
backing down?
I'm like, I was like, yeah, I'm performing tonight. She's like, are you paid regular? I'm like, no. She's like, empty your pockets. I'm like, you fucking dumb bitch.
Well, I don't know if empty it was the same pockets? One. When I was leaving last night, some guy was going up the like the walkway to the parking lot, and he was going, he's like, yo, he's like, Big J, I hate this.
Same one,
like,
same girl.
He's like, Big J, he goes, fucking security guard here, man, fucking bullshit, something like that. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, she's like, she really takes her job seriously.
Aren't they all supposed to be comics?
It's like, if, by the way, if they took your job seriously, they would put a man in the position of security. She's like super aggressive and kind of rude. I'm like, I understand that I'm not a paid regular here, but I mean, my show did sell out the main room. You don't have to be rude and aggressive. You can find out literally for 1 second, be like, oh yeah, yeah, I understand. This is a,
it is hilarious. The sirens.
It's great, dude. It's nonstop.
It is also just hilarious, the specific question of, are you a paid regular? You know, because you're like, well, all right.
Not here.
No.
I mean, do I get paid regularly? Yes.
I mean, like, somewhere. I don't know what you mean. Like, specifically to the very limited parameters of the question you're answering, no, I think I'm kind of cooler than that in a way, but that's, I guess,
I'm beyond being a paid regular, just so you know, even though they don't consider me a paid regular here.
According to Wikipedia, he was allowed to have tricks in 1991.
You know, Suarez, just
you got it wrong. Oh, you remember the year when Bill Clinton lost to George H.W. Bush? No, Lewis, he won. Do you know anything about the early '90s?
There was a big thing on Reddit saying that people, if they voted again, they would have said no.
I would have said no. Yeah, they really, like, the whole thing when we were kids, it was like chasing mascots through the woods, like the lucky the fucking leprechaun. They were trying to fuck him up and take his pot of gold. But imagine you were trying to get your pot of gold and then it was a fucking bowl of cereal. I would strangle that leprechaun.
Can we go back to that list of the things?
That's just shit. Ew.
Yeah.
What is that? That's, yeah, I mean, I guess like just putting cereal on oatmeal seems like that was probably just a thing for a minute. It's disgusting looking.
Please stop.
That's nuts.
Wendy's Frosty chocolate cereal.
And here's the thing. Again, it's just marshmallows and Cocoa Puffs. It's just that it's like, when you put under the Frosty thing, like, you're not supposed to be having like Wendy's cereal. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Do you ever get, I mean, like, you don't eat like this at all ever, but I mean, like, in your lifetime, did you ever get like if you went to like TGI Fridays, you'd order like, you know, potato skins or whatever, or wings. Would you ever buy that brand's frozen ones when you were home?
Sometimes.
Really?
Specifically, like the TGI Fridays potato skins that I have bought here and there. Really? Not regularly at home. Like, so sometimes just be in the frozen aisle and it'll just like catch you. You know what I'm saying? You're like, it, like if I was having like a New Year's Eve party in my like early 20s, I would get like the TGI Fridays potato skins, some Tostino's pizza rolls, some fucking, you know, it would just be a part of like
your thing. Tostino pizza rolls, they are exclusively in the pizza roll business. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, and the idea is like Fridays.
No, I bet you they have other things.
Fridays
hold
is in
on,
the
hold restaurant. Hold on, the pizza roll alarm is going off outside right now. Give me a second, Jay. So you told an incorrect fact about pizza rolls, and no. Everyone's losing their minds.
Tostino's is in the pizza rolls, but the frozen stuff business. That's the thing of that. It's definitely frozen shit business, Tostino's.
Sure. Just frozen shit.
TGI Fridays is in the restaurant business. So there's something about Tostino's that you believe because that's their business. It's like the freshest possible way this could be done properly. And I feel like Friday's is making a cash grab. And it's like, you almost, now you're finding in the ladder, like, where does this become a Friday's brand? Are they making extras at Friday's and going, freeze these? You know what I mean? It's like, it's production line. So it's like something about Friday's, I think it's going to be shittier quality because it says Friday's on it.
So Totino's is they make pizza rolls, frozen pizzas, and party pizzas. But it's all frozen pizza stuff.
But if you're getting pizza rolls, you want Tostino's brand pizza rolls. Wouldn't you be weirded out if there was
It's not Tostino's, it's Totino's.
Totino's. But wouldn't you be weirded out? Would you buy Totino's before you bought Papa John's brand pizza rolls?
If I saw Papa John brand pizza rolls, I would be intrigued to see how good they are. Can I tell you what I had recently that is just bonkers how good it is to this day?
What? I didn't know you wanted to say what.
You needed us to say what? You couldn't just go into it.
It's like Justin Silvertext. No,
demonstrate interest, gentlemen.
I saw Justin Silvertext. He goes, hey. And then he,
yeah. Dude, I hate that. Yeah. Dude, I hate anything. It's such a pet peeve of mine. Any type of communication where I hate when my wife does this, I hate him, where there's just the obvious next question that I'm going to ask. And then you just text me that. It's like, oh, you're never going to believe this. All right. Just tell me. Like, why are you just making me send a text for no reason? What?
Yeah. Justin's good for that. I have to tell you the funniest thing.
And then you're like, okay.
And then, by the way, then you know, 30 minutes later, I'll call and like he doesn't answer, and I'm like, Justin, what? Say the thing,
dude. This might be one of the best tasting things on the planet. That's like the lowest rent, but one of maybe. You know, just in terms of shitty things you could eat, one of my favorite things on the planet that you could eat
is
guess things.
Domino's cheesy bread.
Pizza cheesy bread, they're all exactly the same perfect.
No, Domino's cheesy bread.
I have this place in my heart for Domino's. Because just literally when I was at college, it was the only thing open past 11. And like when I was a kid, like when I was a teenager, it was like the late night spot. And just getting like being like stoned and drunk at like 2 a.m, just getting a mess of Domino's.
Imagine you're not. Imagine you're just a 43-year-old man at 1 p.m. Or, dude, cheesy bread. We ordered it on Lewis and Zach's show recently.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, I'm salivating right now, dude.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It's right. It's kind of the cheese inside. Yeah.
Yeah, they change it as well. So the cheese, look, I love how they 77 grams of protein, you fat fuck. Stop trying to fucking make it like it's a protein snack.
Yeah, that's what I love about cheese and bread. All the good protein in it.
Yeah, 190,000 grams of carbs as well. dude, with the fucking, with the garlic butter.
That Domino's knows how to brown their cheese.
Dude, we ordered like just 4 of them on the podcast. We had Josie Marcellino. It was me, Zach, and somebody else, dude. And we started talking about it. We're like, dude, let's just order. We ordered it on the show. Dude, it like the whole staff, the whole Gas Digital staff was just gathered around this cheesy bread, just tearing into it. It holds up so well. It is so fucking delicious. So delicious.
What if that was the cheesy bread that kills Zach?
Oh,
I feel pretty bad.
Oh,
I feel pretty bad.
You're real, Jay.
Yeah. Don't. What are you, a feeder now? Don't you feed him?
Yeah, dude. Suarez isn't fat enough to die. We can make fun of him.
No, don't you say that. Don't say
Suarez,
that.
Suarez is fat enough to die. He could die.
You could die.
You could die.
Suarez
could
even.
You could die at any moment.
Suarez even laughs from his jowls.
Only Dave and Lewis can't die at any moment here, unless it's, again, like an act of God.
No, I could die. I could die still. Actually, that's not true. My doctor told me I'm in perfect health.
Great.
Which I feel like, dude, really? There's no way I'm in perfect health, doctor. Did you even look at my chart? Really? That's your analysis?
Your body just went up and down on you?
Perfect. Like, you're perfect. You're perfect.
You
went,
ooh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Right there. That's perfect.
If I was going to cheat on my diet right now, it would be with Domino's cheesy fucking bread. Oh, so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird pick to be the thing you're looking for.
When you want a thing, you want a thing.
I made the point earlier where I was like, it's just not gonna be cereal that I cheat with, but it's like cheesy bread I would.
But why not like a fucking like sick ass pizza?
No, I would. It's just, it's rare. Once again, it's if I'm gonna do carbs, I just want a really like fulfilling meal. So I'm not gonna like,
But we're
it's
comparing it
just,
to Domino's cheesy bread.
that's how good Domino's cheesy bread is. That's actually the point. That's how good cheesy bread
You're saying
is
I'm not gonna
that.
waste it on something like pizza. I'm gonna go to a shitty pizza place and get the
See, I
cheesy
need my
bread.
bread and my cheese and my marinara sauce separated from it. I gotta be able to dunk my cheese and bread in the marinara sauce. Do you understand?
Hey, can't
I
fight what the
love
body
cheese.
wants.
I love cheese. When Christine found out that Trader Joe's makes an actual tub of the cheese that's in handy snacks. Amazing. Game changer. Hub
Handy
cheese.
snacks. Handy snacks.
Come on, you didn't grow up with handy snacks? They were the
No, I
most
know.
that thing with the little red
Yeah.
thing. That's like, yeah, I remember them.
Handy snacks. I'm trying to
Isn't that
remember
like
what handy.
Cheese Whiz, basically?
It's kind of like, but it's like more coagulated than that. But it's
It's oh,
called
it's in. It's in almost like
yeah, little
it's
tub,
almost.
little plastic. Yeah,
it's like
What
three. It
am I
was three
thinking of?
crackers. It was three crackers and then a
A
little
little
tub of
red
cheese.
spreading thing, and you
Oh,
would spread
I'm
the
thinking of
cheese.
Cheese Whiz, which is like it's like a whipped cream container with cheese in it. It's
Oh
just,
yeah.
how do you
Oh
make whipped
dude.
cream fatter? We were
No.
in
I'm
Cheese
sorry,
Whiz, I feel like,
guys.
was like a new thing in like
Guys,
89, and we were into
please
it. I
change
remember
off.
these.
You guys are saying crazy shit, and I need to calm you down and reel you back in. You're mislabeling something here, and these are
What?
not the times to do that. What you're talking about is not Cheese Whiz either, Louis. You're talking about easy cheese.
Oh
Cheese Whiz
yeah, is that
is
not
what
Cheese Whiz?
cheese.
That's not
No,
the
Cheese
same.
Whiz is what they put on Philly cheesesteaks in Philly. It comes in a
Cheese
can.
Whiz doesn't come in a like a little
I
spray
swear to
can.
God, I've always thought these
No,
things,
it's
I've
always in
used
a
these terms
jar.
interchangeably my entire life. You're right though, Jay. I'm thinking of easy cheese,
My
which was
mom
the
was
thing
such a
we used to
fat
have.
fucking bitch.
My stepdad was into
She
it.
would get easy cheese, and she would get like, but also she would get the shittiest crackers. She would get these fucking like these crackers that were like, I'm trying to remember which crackers they were, dude. They were like super like grainy, like fucking, and she would spray the cheese on them and just fucking eat them. My
The
mom
Breton
also,
one.
she also had false teeth. And dude, this is actually disgusting. I've never told anybody this. This is disgusting. My mother would, this is so rancid.
Can I guess this? Can I guess?
Please,
Did
please.
she use easy cheese as the thing that put her dentures
No.
in?
That would be
That's a great guess, though.
that's more rancid. No, she would do one of two. If she was broke, she would do saltines, but if the money was coming in that month, she would do Ritz. And she would break them up in a bowl and pour milk over them like they were cereal. And she would take her teeth out and she would fucking slurp this fucking just sludge of
Crackers and
crackers.
milk.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's like it
Salty fucking cracker milk.
is. Yes. And but she would take her false teeth out and she would. It was fucking horrific.
Is. I really do. I do forget sometimes how just remarkable it is that you made it to where you are in life.
Dude,
Like, it's
I find it more
everyone looks at
remarkable that
Lewis.
someone. I think it's find it more remarkable that somebody paid to fuck that. That's crazy.
That wasn't in her hooking days. Her hooking days when she was young and hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
when my
She wasn't
mom
drinking
was
crack or cereal back then, Jay.
from 16 to 25, my mom was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I entered my mom in the hottest mom competition last year, I entered her like
In
in when she was like
40s.
30s. She died at 42.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and she was like she looked like a mom. You know, she very much looked like a mom at that point. When she
She
was like a
died.
young she was a
She died at
young
42.
heroined out. She died at 42. She died at my age.
I was gonna say, is that weird? Did that hit you at all these
But
years?
you're older than her technically now,
well, no,
right?
yeah, in a month. Yeah.
Wow.
So
Wow.
yeah, no, it did hit me.
I'm 10 years from when my grandfather died. I think about that.
Yeah, it's weird that I don't remember my mom being any older than me. And I just would still see her as like older. But like, I think I had to hit this age in order to have any empathy for her. Now I'm like, oh, I feel bad for her. She's a kid.
Yeah. That's weird, though. That's a weird feeling, I'm sure, to be like your mom and like the only person who raised you to just be like, oh, yeah, you're older than she was after all of that shit.
Yeah.
You're older than she ever got to be.
But my mom at 20 was older than I will ever be. Like, she'd experienced like so much fucked up shit, you know.
She's probably disappointed that you've never been offered money to fuck.
It's very funny. Like, there was a Reddit post recently. Maybe it was, I don't know, it was Reddit or Twitter or somewhere. But they were like, Lewis lies about his mom being a hooker. It's like, why would I lie about that?
Who's making up that story?
What is the upside of me pretending that my mom is a prostitute?
I don't think you are, but I, no, people do shit like that, though. I mean, that was the whole fucking, like, I don't think you're lying about anything I'm saying, but Anna Nicole Smith, that was like a big thing. She always like told these stories about her mom. And then when they did that documentary, her mom, I mean, it has like recordings of her and shit saying things like, Mom, sorry, I just gotta, like, it's more interesting if I tell people that, like, I came from this abusive background and stuff like that. And she's like, you're telling everyone I'm an abusive person, you know what I mean? And she was just like, it's a better,
I mean, that's, I guess that's a sign of like extreme privilege, maybe. Like, you're just beautiful and things are great and you want to have more. Like, I'm not any of that. I'm not hot ass Anna Nicole Smith. Like,
yeah, but for a guy coming from the mean streets is a better story than, like, especially in our world where we grew up. It wasn't like, we could have grown up in a different thing where it was like, you look down on that and you were like, these guys don't even wear sweaters to school. You know what I mean? But we weren't that. So it was always definitely a little, as you got older, like a little cooler to be like, yeah, it's like, I think it's more interesting to be like, yeah, I grew up in a neighborhood that like turned completely black, essentially, by the time I left and whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
You know what it is? Maybe it's because I grew up
more interesting than just being from, like, you know, the suburbs of Jersey or something.
I mean, I grew up like so shitty. I feel like I downplay how shitty it was. Like, I didn't realize how shitty it was until I got a little bit older and had some shit. And then I go back and think, and I was like, oh, that was really shitty. Like, when I went back to visit where I grew up, I was like, oh, this was like horrible. But like, yeah, no, there's no part of me, like, I grew up so shitty that I'm not being like, oh, I got to make it shittier. That's cool. I was like, no, I wish I had a fucking good life. I wish I had like nice things and fucking Christmas presents and nice clothes and wasn't on welfare and fucking, yeah, there's no part of me that loves people saying your mom was a junkie whore. Like, it's like, I wear it. I don't wear it as like a badge of honor. I, you know, it's just, it's who I am. And it's the way I grew up.
Well, but, and it is funny. And like, you're a comedian now. And like, it's a lot of funny. Oh, it's hilarious. Well, for the rest of us, it's hilarious. But it is also like, when you have to live through having a junkie whore for a mom, it's fucked up for anyone to try to take that away from you when you're an adult. Like, hey, you can't bring that up now. You're like, dude, I paid the price. Like, I went there were also a lot of years where that wasn't cool.
I didn't really deal with my mom being a junkie whore. So, like, I was so young that, like, my mom, by the time I had memories, right? By the time I was 5 years old, my dad was murdered, right? My mom had stopped being, she was still on, she was on methadone. Guns
N' Roses was topping the charts.
Well, I didn't know what methadone was from my entire childhood, from 5 years old up until like 13 years old. I didn't know
she
what
kept just saying
was.
She was going to go skinny bop. No one knew what that meant.
No,
it's hospital heroin.
She told me that she was taking back medication and that she would drink and she would go to bed right before she go to bed, and she would go zonk out in her bed and like smoke cigarettes and pass out. But I didn't find out my mom was I walked in on my mom with a John when I was very young, but I found out my mom was a hooker because my ex-girlfriend that I lost my virginity to, she was a heroin addict, and she was in the same like rehab group as my mom. And she came and told me, she was like, she was like, yeah, you know, your mom used to like sell her body for, and like, then it all came back to fruition. Like I remembered.
Anyway, can I borrow $20?
But she almost said it in a way, she was like, I wasn't like your mom. I wasn't like selling myself. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, thanks.
You should have stone cold stunned her when she said that. You should have RKO'd her out of nowhere. She goes, yeah, I'm not some junkie whore like your mom. Cack. Should be chin music.
Oh, shit. But it's so funny. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, I guess if you're privileged and your life doesn't suck, I guess there is something romantic and cool about pretending that your life does suck. But when your life sucks, You're not like, well, oh, no, let me pretend it sucked more than it sucked.
It's like what we always hated about like a bunch of those comedy bitches who you know, during the height of the woke shit got real into the like pro sex work stuff. And it's like, guys, that's all you're doing here. You're the white rich teenager who's listening to gangster rap. Like, you think it's kind of cool and romantic to be like, yeah, you're a sex worker and you own your sex. It's like, no, most of the girls who are prostitutes lived really fucked up, sad
every
lives.
You stripper, don't wish you every had hooker, that. Every prostitute, every porn star, with the exception of a handful. There's a couple out there, right?
Very rare exceptions.
Yeah. But very, very rare. That's why I really appreciated when we had Lisa Ann on the show. And she was like, she was like, anybody who does this had a fucked up, there's something broken in them.
Lisa Ann had a complete manic episode with the Matt Rife thing and everything. I'm saying
they're all crazy, and which is fine. I'm not like saying it like in a judgmental way. It's just, it's a little insulting when like these kind of like upper middle class white chicks are like trying to pretend it's like, you're not paying like you didn't go through the dark shit they went through. Don't make it out like this is like an awesome thing.
Yeah, well,
that's the Whoa Vicky chick. You know, that was their whole thing. It's like, you just come from like an affluent family, a nice neighborhood. Why are you choosing to talk like, yo, I don't even give damn to something? It's like, you're mimicking the most ignorant of a different race, like, to be what? Like, to what's the...
That was my problem with, like, the guys we fuck girls. They're like, they, like, interview porn stars and sex workers. They're like, bitches, you guys are so privileged. You have no idea what actually these girls really go through. You shouldn't be celebrating it. These girls should be in fucking therapy. They should talk to somebody and not be selling their fucking bodies. I mean, dude, Corinne Fisher's campaign... I like Corinne and I like Christina, but
I'm donating $100.
I'm donating $100 to Mayor Adams.
Christine reached out to me and Bobby and said, someone wrote back, I guess, that like we talked about a little bit. Yeah. And she was like, you guys got to donate $100. I was like, I'll give $100 to Corinne's campaign.
Did you see Christina's? Cause she's Corinne's campaign manager. So on her birthday, she put out a video being like, you know, you got to donate, dude. Please pull up this video. It's on Christina's Instagram as our campaign manager. Oh, dude. It tickles me.
If we're setting ourselves up, though. If Corinne wins mayor, even with my $100, she's going to ruin us.
Oh, yeah. She's like, there's no more boy podcasts in New York.
Yeah, you have to pay it. You have to play a congestion boy podcast tax.
Yeah. You're a boy podcaster. You got to
unless you donate 20 hours a week to a nonprofit, over 445,000 nonprofits.
So pull up Christina Hutchinson's Instagram. This is her birthday. And by the way, we're not playing this to make fun of it. We're playing it so we can get money.
We're trying to hear from all the candidates.
I don't know what we're doing, but I would say I would love to know the mayor. That would be able to be friends with the mayor.
It's the one in the green shirt right there.
I would never give in campaign money to anybody in my life. I'll do it for
you. Okay. Yeah, it's tough. Today, February 19th, is my birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a Pisces. I cry a lot every day. I want something from you, and I'm not afraid to ask you for it because I've been going to therapy. And
I'll give you
if
something.
If you don't already know, Corinne Fisher, my comedy partner for over 15 years, is running for mayor of New York City. It's not a bit. I am her campaign manager. If you live in the United States, number one, number two,
pause.
All I want for my birth.
I would not vote for anybody who does. I mean, just like, you live in the USA. So fucking leave. So go live in another country where they would fucking cut your tits off for even suggesting that you're running for office. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
It's so brutal. It hurts inside.
Thanks, Sinatra.
It's for you to donate to Corinne Fisher's campaign. What, $10? $20? 50?
Wait, can I just pause already for a second?
Pause it.
It's not... This is a pretty tall ask for birthday. Like, hey, people out there, I want money. Like, it's like, what, $10, $20? You go, that's a lot more than I was planning on giving my favorite podcaster for their birthday.
This is the best part there.
Asking for 100 outright.
For Corinne's campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she shakes her tits here. It's the best. You pause it in a weird port.
100, 250, 1000? Is asking people for money fun? No, it's very not, it's not fun. I hate it. Please donate. The link is in my bio. I love you. I love you. Hey, it's gonna be okay. Or it won't.
So it's either, if it's a bit, then fine, shake your tits and ask for money like that. If it's not a bit, this isn't how you would ask for campaign money.
I like, it's just the thing of like, I got to make some content here. And that's just her go-to. It's like, I guess I'll shake my tits. I don't know.
Is the argument like, but are they doing like the, are they trying to do like a, I mean, I say Trump thing in the essence of like going as like the anti-politician. It's like, oh yeah, we'll just kind of do like quirky kind of like girl stuff. Cause I mean, that's not a, well, I guess it wasn't a professional video. It was just her putting out a thing asking for money for Corinne for her birthday, which, but is there any video of like,
go to Corinne another politician?
Mayor. I should shut my mouth, dude. I mean, Shira Stallworth's one of my favorite videos in the world. And it's just like people who run for like, it's just like it's New York City. The local office campaign videos are some of the funniest things in the world.
New York City mayor is not like local office. It's not like shitty. Like it's a pretty big
mayor of the biggest city in the United States of America.
Correct. Yeah, it's pretty big. Pull up Corinne Fisher for mayor on Instagram. That's her like official campaign thing. It's just like, I want to like it. I want to like Corinne Fisher for mayor, but her ideals suck.
Whether I like it or laugh at it, I'll just blindly give money to it because it's Corinne.
Here you go, sure, Corinne. I'll donate some money for Corinne.
The Corinne campaign will get nothing from me.
Miss Mayor, Lewis made a face when he said that. Miss Mayor, Lewis,
I may run against her.
Let me tell you something. I think that's funny. I think we should. That's good stuff.
Prop me up. As the but it's like, so like they go to like, it's just, it's actually really cringy. They go to like some, here, like go,
click the Eric Adams and Donald Trump video. What's she saying about it?
I saw this one. I've watched it all. I've been watching it.
What is the biggest and scariest similarity between Eric Adams and Donald Trump that not enough people are talking about? Hi, I'm Corinne Fisher and I'm running for mayor of New York City to stop corrupt politicians. Both Eric Adams and Donald Trump believe that they have been sent to govern us because they are on a mission.
Who, my critique on this is nothing. I'm not the policy, blah, blah, blah. Who's doing these videos for, man? These should be, this is crazy. I mean, they leave her like not talking before it hard cuts. It's like, who's doing this?
I don't know.
I feel like you do.
It's Alex Scarlato.
That's not true.
No, but it could
don't
be.
Don't you put that on our people. Am I crazy to say that? Like that this is like, she has the means to have like a much better edited, produced video. No,
I don't think she does.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to look like a TikTok video type thing. I don't really.
Oh, know. Then I might be out of the loop. That's fair.
Mission from God. And this isn't just hearsay. Eric Adams himself told a congregation in Queens on Sunday that he believes he was sent on a mission from God and isn't going anywhere. If you recall, after Donald Trump was shot in the ear, he went around telling everyone that he was saved by God to make America great again. Eric Adams saying he's not going anywhere is also extremely reminiscent of Donald Trump in 2020 when he told staff that he just wasn't going to leave the White House. And well, we all remember what happened after that. This guy. Politicians need to stop deciding for themselves that they are on a mission from God and need to start listening to the voices of the people who voted them into office.
You know what? Corinne just needs some good dick. She wouldn't have all these crazy ideas if somebody gave her some good cock.
She's just got, I mean, like, it does sound like a fucking shitty response, but it's just like, I don't know at what point you're like, you have nothing to say. Why are you pretending you have something to say? This is your thing. They both mention God. They both like God. God. How do you feel about that?
She's going to end corruption, dude.
Because shouldn't you just like be like, taking care of a toddler and making a man a sandwich right about now? Wouldn't that make you more happy than this nonsense?
It would make her. It would make her more. Look how unhappy her face looks. If she was getting dicked down, taking care of a baby.
It turns out America is a pretty great country when you got a cute little toddler running up to you, like, "Hey, mommy!"
It's also just like, I don't know. Like, I'm not a massive patriot or anything, but it's like, I don't know, dude. America kind of rules, like, just in terms of like your opportunity to even do something like this. You know, it's
it's literally, I mean, like, that's the thing too, where both her and Christine, they're like, you guys are, you've done very well for yourselves. Like, I hate the constant like bashing, like, ugh, how's it going? I know it's so horrible. Like, you're not fucking.
Yeah. You're podcasters. You're fucking. Yeah,
you're fine.
Two chicks who get to fucking literally make money talking shit into microphones, and you have the freedom to do that because you live in a country like this. There's no other country really where you could do that.
I mean, not with your clit intact. I like one person just wrote, "Don't quit your day job," whatever that is.
Wartooth. What a great name.
But again, my question with this would be, and I'm glad we're on the paywall show here technically, because like I like, you know, we've said this before, like, we're not the argument we get when Legion of Skanks comes down and they're like fire sometimes. Our thing is always like, we said we'll stay in our lane. Like, why are you getting upset with us in our lane? And it's like, we're not looking for the smoke from this like widespread thing. You're right. If you tell a bunch of grandmothers in the Midwest our worst, like, fucking, you know, like, wildest fucking episodes, Legion of Skanks, they're not going to like it. You know what I mean? Like, finding, sure. Like, so I'm just saying, it's like, it's fucking.
In fact, next month, we're going to take 100 grandmas from the Midwest, line them up and say, who's most rapeable? Let's go.
Yeah, fucking. But it's like, I mean, she's opening herself up to be like, they're combing through. Like, they had the thing years ago where like people got mad at them because they said they were saying fetishizing black. Remember that bullshit?
Yeah.
Went through, and it's like stuff like that. And it's like they do a show called Guys We Fucked. Like, are you going to scrub that from the internet? The show's like, you guys talking about fucking.
I don't think she's like very seriously running for governor or for
no, she really
governor.
Thinks she is. I've talked to people
maybe
on the
she
inside.
Thinks she is.
There's another video. Why money matters in an election. Oh yeah, she hasn't raised any money, so they didn't put her in like a newspaper article. So she has another video where she's talking about how she needs money so she could be in the newspaper article about people who are running for mayor. I'm not even hitting. I like Corinne. I like Christina, but I like them as comics. I don't like them as politicians.
I like them as friends.
Yeah, they're good people. All right, you're right. I don't like them as comics. I like them as people.
I wasn't saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, I don't just like them as like comedians. I know, like, they're friends.
Yeah. Can we see that video, Suarez? It's on the same page. Be a part of real change. And then they do another video where they're like helping homeless people. It's like just so like transparent. You're like, are you guys really out there doing this? Before she was running for mayor, were you out there doing some fucking homeless person outreach thing, or are you just doing something that is completely phony and like just because you're running for mayor now? Good.
Hi, I'm Corinne Fisher, and I'm running for mayor of New York City. A few days ago, the
Hi,
New York
I'm
Times
Corinne Fisher,
published
and I can't smile.
This article featuring many of the candidates who are running for mayor of New York City. And many of you asked, Corinne, why aren't you featured in this article? Are you not serious? First of all, thank you very much for paying this close attention to a local election this early in the season. Voter turnout for the primaries is always extremely low, and we really need you this time around. Now to the money stuff. One of the main ways that political journalists measure the viability of a candidate is by seeing how much money their campaign has raised. As candidates, we share our finances publicly in things called disclosure reports, which happen every few months or every few weeks or days when it gets much closer to the primary. The last disclosure report for this mayoral race happened about 3 days before we announced our campaign publicly. Therefore, I had about $25 in the bank account because that's all TD Bank requires to open a committee bank account. So it's possible that reporters saw my name, but when they saw $25 in the bank account, they're like, this is just some crazy bitch. Now we're 2 weeks post-announcement and we have tens of thousands of dollars in the bank account, thanks to you. But for me to be a candidate who is featured in articles like this, we are going to need hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank account by the time Laura files our next disclosure report. Laura's our wonderful treasurer. And I know we can absolutely do that.
Laura's our former manager.
Yeah. To be transparent with you about what money does and the
power.
Tom's
going to be my campaign manager.
I love it.
It holds in elections. I hope that inspires you to donate if you believe in me and you believe in my platform. As citizens, we really do have the power to make change and push through the candidates that we think would best represent us and our interests, but it does take money. I don't necessarily agree that the person with the most money should win the election, but oftentimes that's what happens. But one thing is for sure, without at least a good nest egg, we don't have a shot. So happy Valentine's Day. And now it's time to make it rain on your favorite mayoral candidate. Thank you, CorinneFisher.com, to donate, to volunteer, to be a part of real change.
Guys, I can't explain to you how much I hate this. I don't know why. It's making me so mad.
It's just like, I don't know. Was this all... What is this for, really? I mean, listen, again, I don't know Corinne very, very well, but this seems so out of left field. Dave, you doing something in politics, it would not seem crazy out of left field, even though you've been a comic the whole time. This seems out of left field to me.
Yeah. I should probably just not say anything. Go ahead, guys. What do you think about Corinne Fisher from there?
I'm not hating. I mean, I am by every measure of the word. Look, I like her. I got to keep on prefacing it with her. She's great. Oh my God. Well, yikes.
I don't know. It's like, I look at this like a 17-year-old telling you they're going to be a famous movie star or something like that, and when they've shown no interest in it and haven't, like, you're like, yeah, go, sure.
When James was 7, he's like, I'm going to be a superhero, Dad.
Yeah, you are. Of course you are.
You can fly,
yeah.
Bubba.
Threw him off the roof. We learned that day there are no superheroes. You guys want to wrap this bitch up?
Wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just say, if you guys want to do any plugs at all, I don't really need to do anything other than say my special is out. First half, Them, is out currently right now as we speak. Go watch
it. Out? I thought it's out tonight at 8.
But oh, yeah. This comes out. It is out right now if you're watching this. Go to my YouTube page, Big J Okerson, and fucking watch it, comment, like it. Do all the shit you have to do, please. I appreciate all of you doing that. Totally free. No donation button, even. Don't give money. Just help spread the word.
Take that money and give it to Corinne Fisher for mayor.
Corinne Fisher for mayor. Yeah, take that money and throw it over where it belongs for real change. But yeah, let's check that out.
Come see me on the road. The Bring Five Friends tour this weekend. I'm in Salt Lake City, South Bend, Indiana coming up, Raleigh, North Carolina coming up, a bunch of stuff. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. And thanks for subscribing to Gas Digital. You guys are the best.
Oh, yeah. ComicTapeSmith.com for all my road dates. That's all.
Fuck yeah. We love you guys for subscribing and listening and hanging out with us. And we'll catch you. We'll all be back together at the stand next week, right?
Yeah, Monday. Yep. We have Ian and TJ, but also I told Kevin Ryan to come in. I texted the group that. Should we just have Kevin come in as well?
Yeah.
Sure. Just have him. Fuck
it. Love Kevin Ryan.
He's the man.
All right, gang. Catch you next time. Peace.
been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
You must be fucking over, Lewis.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.